Gerardo, Gerardo, Revilla, Revilla, date of birth is 1/15/58, date of visit is 9/30/2024. Call this an interim evaluation. 66-year-old gentleman who was seen by this examiner on or about 7/12/2024. He's originally from Shepherd, Texas. He has a history of prostate cancer with bony metastasis with PSA of over 100. Period. In the paragraph, patient at the time in July was referred for hospice because he was told he's not interested, or he was told that there's no other treatment available to him. He's lost over 80 pounds. He wasn't sleeping. He had severe pain. He was becoming bowel and bladder incontinent and was very close to dying at that time, period. New paragraph. At the urging of his family, he, shortly after our visit, decided to seek a third and fourth opinion. Subsequently, he was seen by a urologist and an oncologist who they recommended starting him on some kind of infusion for chemotherapy. He had one dose or two dose, but he became so weak that he wasn't able to continue with the chemotherapeutic agents, period. He's not a candidate for radiation because of his severe overall pain. He's lost another 10.5 pounds per sister. He weighs less than 90 now. He's having issues with pain. He's on a fentanyl patch and Norco for pain, but he's not able to swallow anymore. And it's definitely has asked for hospice to come in and evaluate him because he's definitely has weeks or days to live at this time, period. His sister has been giving him Jello. He's definitely bowel and bladder incontinent, ADL dependent, bedbound pretty much at this time, period. He has three children. He's divorced, has a history of hypertension, which, of course, that's not an issue at this time, period. On examination, Mr. Revilla looks to be 100 years old. His bone and skin and bone, he has no muscle left. He's very weak. He has drooling. He's not able to manage his secretions, and he's not able to take his pain medication. He's moaning in pain at this time. His heart rate is 120. His blood pressure is 90 over palp. His O2 sat's 90%. He's in agony because of pain. He's tachycardic, has shallow breath sounds, scaphoid abdomen, and severe muscle wasting. Assessment, 66-year-old gentleman who appears to be 100 years old with prostate cancer, was referred for hospice in July. He decided against hospice and had aggressive treatment. He sought aggressive treatment. He had two doses of some type of infusion. In parenthesis, records are pending. He was not able to tolerate this. He's gotten a lot worse to the point that he's not able to swallow. He's in desperate need of pain medication. He would benefit from liquid morphine and a comfort kit. His sister is by his side. She's giving him Jello. And when he eats liquid, he has a tendency to either drool or cough it up. Aspiration is a huge problem. He's a high risk of developing aspiration pneumonia. He has very little time left on this earth. Given the progression of his disease, he definitely has days to weeks to live, definitely less than 6 months. Hospice should get involved in his care immediately with anxiolytics as well as the pain medications and continuation of his patch to control his pain. That's a huge issue at this time that needs to be addressed. Thank you.